Okay, so what I want to do then is focus on maybe some broader themes in the second half of the bracha here, specifically the this notion of God being our doctor, because I think for me one of the most striking things of the bracha is that if you'd asked me what is perhaps the most human of all needs, health is right up there. Right, I was listening to a shiur a few weeks ago by Ray Tarrigan. Maybe it was last week. Time doesn't seem to be working normally right now. He said it's weird, right? We're davening here for Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael, but like the whole world is suffering, and part of us dafka for refuah. We're davening for the whole world, and you would have thought that like. Atachonin, after we argue that Atachonin is fundamentally about knowledge of Torah and religious knowledge, tshuva, which clearly, we want to be brought back to the Torah, slicha, where, fine, forgiveness is universal, but forgiveness for violating the Torah is not universal. Nowhere there do we say the forgiver of Israel, the who gives knowledge to Israel. Suddenly, refuah, you would think dafka, that's the most universalistic of tefillot. And that's the one that the bracha dafka goes with, goes with what's it called? Goes with Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. So I think we really need to try to understand this. So where does it come from? So it comes from Psukim, in Bishalach. Where you get Vayavavu Marata, Velo Yachlu Lishtot Mayim Mara, Ki Marim He Malkein Kara Shema Mara. Oh, a chat. Right, so you could be right. Then maybe other ones it's implied, right? That it's implied, and that's why you have to reveal here for sure. And that would be one possibility. You say, yeah, it's universal. It's just that, everything is just for Israel, but this one you would have thought is universal and it's not. Which, is still weird for me. Why? Right? Why not? Right? Still, you would think that it should be. It's refuah after all. That's a human need. So if you look at the context, so right, it comes from Mara, where the Jews didn't have water. And they daven to God, Vayishlech El HaMayim. How are you doing, Yitzchak/Bibi? So we're just pointing out that it's strange that the bracha of refuah, which at first glance sounds like the most universalistic of needs, is the one where the bracha dafka says that God heals Israel. So where does that come from? So we know that it comes from the psukim by Mara. And there, Vayomerim Shamoa Tishma, Lekol Adonai Vahazantal mitzvotav, v'shamarta There it says that Hashem promises us if we keep the mitzvot, so then all of the mako that he sent to us in Mitzrayim, he won't send to us, or he sent to Mitzrayim, he won't send to us, because he is our healer, he is our doctor. I don't know if you remember, Yosef. I know you were at this parsha a few weeks ago, where I noted from a neighbor of mine who had given Dvar Torah and said, it's interesting. These psukim are weird. What does it mean? Why here? And he suggested that the theology of these psukim is that God is showing them that the Jews could be like the Mitzrim. God could send Makot to them. If they don't keep the mitzvot. And therefore, he notes that even just here, God is denying them water. He's making the water bitter, which is the end of the day, the first makkah in Mitzrayim. And he's healing the water by throwing a stick in, as opposed to by dam, where Moshe and Aaron perform the nace by hitting it with a stick. Therefore, maybe the theology is, and this is built on some of the things we saw last week, that maybe the key to the bracha refuah is to realize that the theology here is that physical health depends on Schar V'Onesh. And that is what you see, honestly, in the Psukim. And once you realize that that's a background to the bracha, then suddenly we have a whole petach here, which is to say that if God healing us is a function of Schar V'Onesh, so obviously Schar V'Onesh is related to us keeping the Torah. So therefore, in that sense, the refuah, yes, God gives refuah to the whole world, but we're not just asking for refuah. We're asking us to deserve refuah. We're asking for us to have refuah as an expression of us being worthy of it, of having spiritual health, which then will result in the schar of having physical health, of having it manifest physically. And that would explain that this bracha, it's not just generic refuah, it's refuah on the backdrop of the relationship of Klal Yisrael and Hashem, just like it seems to be in the Psukim. And then Rofei Chol Amo Yisrael makes a lot of sense. And if you look at to some of the Mefarshim, you'll see that there is a hint to this. So if you look, for example, in the Mechilta, I'll read the second half of the Mechilta. He says, "Ma Talmud Lomar Kenem Anir Hashem Rofecha." Right, you already said I'm not going to give you a disease. So what are you adding by saying I am your healer? Amar lo kodesh baruch hu l'moshe divrei Torah shenatati lecha chayim hein lecha refuah hein lecha. The Torah I gave you is your healing. Now, you could understand this in two ways. One is like the people who we saw earlier last week who said, maybe the healing you're asking for here, bachal, is not physical healing, it's spiritual healing. I don't love that, right? I think the more likely read is to say, no, it is about physical health. It's just that physical health is on the backdrop of spiritual health. It's schar v'onesh. But again, I think you could read the Mechilta both ways. Similarly, the Psikta, who says, "Kenei Hashem Rofecha Zutorah Shenemar Kichaim Heim Lamotzaehim V'mer Rivoti L'Sarecha Davarecha Rofecha L'Olam Haba." Now, the first day could go either way. The second day goes clearly in the direction that when we say God is our doctor, we mean spiritual health in Olam Haba. So again, I think you see both of these possibilities. The second day is clearly saying, why is it that God is our doctor? Because we're not talking about physical health. We're talking about Olam Haba. We're talking about spiritual health. The other day, again, you could read as saying this is a different type of spiritual health. But again, my tendency is to think more to say that the key here is not that it's about spiritual health, but it's the recognition that spiritual health is a necessity to deserve physical health. If you look at the Midrash Seichel Tov, so he notes that obviously the Choli in Mitzrayim is the Makot. So what is Ani Hashem Rofecha? So Amar Lem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Emar Lem L'Yisrael Kol Zman Shein Shomen Kol Mitzvotayim V'ein Over L'Achad Mehen Ein Nizokim Klal. And this is exactly what I said. Tell the Jews that as long as they kill them, keep the Mitzvot, they won't be damaged. Kev and Shover and Arani Makotam. But if they sin, so then I'll punish them. That I'll give you the punishment of Mitzrayim. So this is how I would take it, right? It's not that you're praying for spiritual health. It's that God is just telling you, if you keep the mitzvot, then I'll give you physical health as a schar. And Shavin Chosrin Lefanei B'Tshuva, Hareini Mirapam. If they do tshuva, I'll heal them. Shrei Dvar Torah, Shenatati Lochem, Him Chaim Lochem, Him Refuah Lochem, etc. V'chein Omer, Tichayim Him Lemotzeim, V'chol B'Sarom Marpeg. Rashi seems to take this theological approach as well. In just looking at his second pshat, he says, "Ulfi pshuta." What's the simple pshat of the pasuk? Kenei Hashem Rofecha umelamedcha Torah mitzvot liman tinatzel mehem. I teach you Torah mitzvot in order to save you. Rofe hazeh haomer laadam al tochol davar zeh peni viachal idechol leizeh. It's like a doctor who says, eat this and it'll heal you. And again, here it's do the right thing spiritually and you'll be physically healed. And the point that I made from my friend that Mara drives this point home by being the opposite of the first of the Mako, that's actually the Ibn Ezra. Right? He says, "V'hine dvar Mara hefech hamaka rishona." Kim mimei hayor, I'm mitukim, lo yichol lishtot mehem, v'kana mayim, I'm marim, shabo mitukim. Right? That pshat, that what the way you prove it is by showing, pointing out that this is the opposite of the first makkah. That is the Ibn Ezra. The second possibility, again, the one that I'm less fond of, which is not to say that what you're davening for is physical health as schar of spiritual health, but to say that no, you're actually davening at some level directly for spiritual health, that is found in the that you find in Rav Hirsch, who notes that machala ina mitzayinet rak machlat haguf ela kol afrav ikuv v'nochod ha'argasha, kolel ha'argasha nafshit, right? He says refuah can be from physical and spiritual problems, right? So not, as I said, physical on the backdrop of spiritual, but simply that it's both, that you're davening for both, and the like. again, the Malbim really develops this idea very extensively. Just to look at some of his language, if you follow terrible things, so then I'll punish you in ways that are yotzei migeder hateva. And if I have to heal you, it'll be refuah me'al derech hateva, etc. Okay, if you want to read more, you can look at it. Rav Bick, in his article on this, also picks up on the oddness of God being the healer of Israel, and notes that, again, the key seems to be in how you understand these psukim, but he takes a slightly different twist. I mean, I basically agree with him, but I'll just read you what he says. He says, God is the healer of Israel. The Jews have just successfully, miraculously crossed the Sea of Reeds, leaving the Egyptians behind. Are they sick that God needs to heal them? On the contrary, the verse is clearly saying not that they will be healed, but they will never be sick nor afflicted in the manner of the Egyptians who have just experienced the 10 plagues. The Yalkut Shimoni quotes a midrash to this verse which asks this question. All the diseases which I brought upon Egypt I shall not bring on you. Then what is the meaning of, for I am Hashem your healer? The explanation that God said to the Jews, the words of the Torah which I have given to you are life for you and are healing for you. What this means is that the Torah is life, so that people who are bound up with the Torah will not be sick, for the source of life is within them. God heals not in the sense that he is a doctor treating illness, but that his presence through the Torah within the people prevents any possibility of illness to begin with. In other words, this is prophylactic medicine. So here, Rabik takes it a little bit farther than what I said. And he says, maybe what it's saying is not just that the basis to physical health is spiritual health, but that the chiddush is that, right, maybe being healed from illness, that's a universal need. But having a relationship with God isn't just a zchut to be healed, it's a zchut to never get sick. And that type of zchut, that type of reality, that the relationship with God prevents problems, that is unique to the relationship that the Jews have with God through the Torah. And then he ties it back to the psukim, where he says, I think the explanation of this verse is as follows. The Jews have just passed through the sea with the walls of death standing above them on either side. Normally, health is normal and disease an anomaly, a deterioration of the natural state. But for the Jews, whose lives have been suspended by the miraculous hand of God over a chasm of death, their very existence is seen as a miracle, as a preventative cure against the natural state of death by drowning. God says, if you keep the word of the Torah, then it will keep you from the waves as you pass through the valley of death. This is the healing promise in this verse, and this is the attribute of God as the healer of the sick of his people, Israel. okay, now with this as background, Rav Bick uses this to understand another question that we had last week, which is, we'd asked last week, what exactly does this weird language mean of Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei Rafa'i? Heal us and we'll be healed. Of course we'll be healed. If you heal us, we'll be healed. Save us and we'll be saved. Thank you. Like, what else? That is indeed what happens. That is a tautology. So the truth is that obviously the question doesn't start with the bracha. It starts with the pasuk the bracha is based on, which is from Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Zayin, where Mikveh Yisrael Adonai Kol Zveka Yivoshu. The hope of the Jewish people is God, and anyone who leaves you will give up, and etc., because they've left the source of life. And Rabik says, well, if, as we've already established, the healing we're asking for is the natural result or is prophylactic and it's the result of having a relationship with God, so then there is a distinction here. It's not just heal us physically and we'll be healed. That would be obvious. It's saying heal us in the deeper sense, and that will manifest itself in us being healed in all senses. Right? So he says, we now understand the redundancy of heal us and we will be healed. The act of healing here is quite distinct from the result. The act of healing is not through medicines, but through closeness to God. We're not asking, as Yirmiyahu did not ask, for a particular medicine which will act against a particular germ or malady. The act of healing is general, a definition of Jewish experience as accepting the covenant of God and the presence of God that goes with it. The result, health and life, is therefore a not to be taken for granted miracle as promised by the verse which followed the crossing of the sea. For the same reason, the explicit request for healing is followed by save us and we will be saved. The real goal of the prayer is the presence of God in our midst, which is expressed as health and life. Since the prayer is not limited to health itself, although health is the principal expression of life, we expand the request to salvation in general. Life, the fount of living waters, is the language of the prophet, is first of all perceived in health, but it will also be expressed in other ways, in vitality and success, hence, and we shall be saved. Right? So we're asking for having a relationship with God, and a relationship with God goes beyond just health in the narrow sense, right? It's health and success, and therefore they're not identical. Heal us, right? Heal our relationship with us, and then we'll be healed. Everything good will come as a result of that. That helps us understand the next question, which is, what is ki tilateinu ata? You are our praise. So what do you mean? Oh, you are our praise. So here you could go in different directions, but basically here you have different versions of the reason that we deserve to be healed, therefore, is because we're the ones who praise you. Meaning either, as we've talked about in the past, our legacy is tied up with God, and therefore sometimes, like by Moshe, by the Egel, Moshe can say, you have to save us, because otherwise you look bad, right? We're the ones who praise you, and your praise is tied up in our praise. Or simply, right, as we've been saying, if physical health is a result of spiritual health, the relationship with God, so what we're really saying to God is, heal us, ki tilateinu ata, because we're the ones who praise you. We have a relationship with you, and that itself justifies us being granted health, because that's what we've been doubting for the whole time. And that's where Rabik writes. This further explains the enigmatic, for you are our praise, tilateinu. Rashi explains that we are proud and we praise you for being our savior and healer. How is this a reason for being granted health? But once we realize that the health here is not a gift in and of itself, but an expression of God's presence within us and the fulfillment of his covenant with us, a covenant which on our side requires that we accept God as our savior and kind, it becomes clear. Our existence is one where we praise God and identify ourselves as the people who praise God, who carry his name on our lips. If this is true, if we maintain the covenant, then this is the reason for health. For health is but an expression of the closeness to God inherent in the covenant and a result of his presence within his people. If our lives are based on the connection to God, then we will be healthy. And finally, we add that the specific request of health in the narrow sense is a cure for any maladies from which we suffer and grant a perfect healing to all our wounds. This specific request is derivative fulfillment of the general request for life with which the bracha opened. The Chatima is therefore who heals the sick of your people Israel, for we're not requesting the health of all flesh, simple respite from the afflictions of the flesh, but a spiritual connection with God based on the Jewish covenant with him. Now, I do think that there's another way of putting this, which is based on the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Hilchot Deot, where the Rambam says, that the Rambam says in Hilchot Rotzeach Shmirat Nefesh that it's Asur Mida Oraisa to put your life in danger because of nishmartam yod l'nafsho seichem. But in Hilchot Deyot, he says, why do you have to maintain general health? Because you can't serve God if you're sick. It's just really hard to concentrate on learning and Torah and mitzvah when you're sick. Or as we know now, it's hard to go to Minyan if you're stuck in your house in quarantine or however you want to take it. So maybe you could really go to the opposite, which is not God, we want health as a manifestation of the fact that we have a relationship with you, but rather we recognize that health is a necessary prerequisite. Yes, it's also illegal to go to Minyan. Thank you. I know right now. But the other thing is that maybe it's the opposite. That what we're saying to God is not give us health as an expression of our relationship with us, but rather give us health because we're the ones who praise you and we need to be healthy in order to serve you, right? So we can switch the cause and the effect here, which I think would also also work. Now, a lot of these ideas are really summed up in the Drush of Haran in this piece over here, where he says, "Lachin in safek ki bizmanim ha'elu ra'i l'chapeis heitev al refuat ha'nefesh u'lahagdim al refuat ha'guf." It's really important to look at healing of the soul before you look at healing of the body. Hu shamar David HaMelech shalom ani amarti Hashem chaneni rafa nafshi ki chatati lach. Perish ani b'chali yidimit balel refuat nafshi v'alea hishtalduti. Lo al refuat ha'guf, right? The David davens to God and says, my effort is for spiritual health. The ein safek shekol maskil ro'i la'akdim refuat ha'nefesh refuat ha'guf. You should always ask for spiritual health first. Ki gam b'cholei ha'guf nishala she'la b'chachmana refuah, because you ask for both in the bracha. You ask for cholei ha'guf in the bracha of refuat refa'inu. Ki shizdam l'shnei chaleim b'shnei evarem eza mehem ro'i la'akdim refuat tel. He said, which one would you ask for first if you were sick in two limbs? You'd say first, heal the thing which is more in danger. The second would be, heal the one that's also, you know, helps others. And the third would be to say, heal the one that you need the other person to heal. The kol elash shlosha maskimim berfuat hanevish raguf. And this is what you're saying with the connection of refuat nefesh and guf. Ki ein safek shehanefesh higdulat hasakana me'aguf. First of all, the soul is more endangered. Shaguf oveh v'nefesh nisheret. Because the body, even if you die, it's only in this world. If your soul is unhealthy, it's forever. Second, ki ein safek etzli shecholei hanefesh tibah l'cholei haguf. The second point is that sickness of the body is caused by sickness of the soul. That once there was this dangerous poisonous animal in the place of Chanina ben Dosa, and he put his foot on it, where in its hole, and it bit him and died. And they brought the Beit Midrash, and they said, look at what you learned from this. It's not this animal that kills, it is sin. He named mivuar shecholei hanefesh siba lecholei haguf, v'chi hanefesh abriyat tivchei hasibot hamimimto kulam. Now the Prima Gadim, if you'll note, one second, what's the chat? Yes, it is a cool Gemara. Yes, you remember it from Daf Yomi, just a few weeks ago. Okay, so the Prima Gadim says as follows. Prima Gadim says, "Im kain b'tfila mevakshin al derech hashivenu Hashem elecha v'nashuva shehu amatchi of akarach anu v'zeh shomer refeinu Hashem hatchala mincha v'nei rafei anachnu misaymen mitgabrin kihu refuat hanefesh." So the Prima Gadim, I think, goes more in the Rambam-esque direction that I suggested, which is maybe what we're asking for is heal us physically so that we can be healed spiritually, because we need physical strength to be healed. So that's what I suggest based on the Rambam, and I think that's what emerges from the Prima Gadim, who says, what are we saying? Rifa'enu Hashem, you heal us physically, v'nei rafei. He reads it not as, and we will be healed, but we will heal ourselves. Meaning, if you give us physical health, then we will heal ourselves by having the energy to heal ourselves spiritually. So that, I think, is the other direction, right, is what I suggested based on the Rambam, which I think emerges from the Prima Gadim. And if you look at the parish of Avram ben Agra, he says something slightly different, which is not the way Rebik puts it, which is, or the Ron puts it, which is heal us physically, help us be healed spiritually, and that will lead to physical health. Not like what I suggested with the Rambam and the Prima Gadim, which is give us physical health so that we can then be healthy spiritually, but rather help us be healed and give us the ability to accept the healing. So I don't know if he means this like psychologically, like recognizing that, you know, you can't fully get better unless you're, you know, you're willing to pull yourself out of it, that the psychosomatic element, right, that if you don't accept that you're healthy, you're really going to be sick because you'll make yourself sick. I'm not sure exactly, but something like that, which is heal us and give us the ability to actually accept that we're being healed. And that's how Rav Ben Agra gives the third direction to understand this phrase of Refa'enu Hashem v'nei rafei. He says, "Refa'enu Hashem shishlach l'nishom min hashamayim v'nei rafei perish shetitain b'da'atein l'kabel et ha'rufua." Give us the ability to accept it. "V'cheino she'enu shetishlach l'nishom min hashamayim v'nei vasheya shetitain eitzah b'v'veinu l'kabel et ha'yishua." Okay. Last points. What does the phrase ne'eman mean? Right? We call God does not the rofe, but the rofe ne'eman. What is ne'eman? So the Reben Yakar in his Peirush on Tefillah, which I gave you right here, says that the source of it is Dvarim Chavchet, when God says, "I will send faithful diseases." What's a faithful disease, right? When God punishes us, Rashi says it means that the diseases and plagues will faithfully fulfill their mission of punishment, meaning you will suffer l'mahadrin. Or the Ibn Ezra says they are permanent. So then what is a refuah ne'emana? It's a permanent cure. But more than that, it's a permanent cure that is the opposite of, right, ne'eman punishment, meaning it's punishment which is the expression of a healthy relationship with God, right? If trustworthy punishments are ones which do their job of punishing, and then a trustworthy doctor is one who ensures that good deeds and a healthy relationship with God will be expressed successfully in our relationship with him. And you know, it makes sense that if you look at this pasuk, it makes sense that once you're saying that the refuah here is an expression of God and our relationship with God, so that's why a healthy relationship with God will be good, and a not healthy relationship with God will lead to bad health. And if you look at the way the Midrash understands sort of God's relationship to refuah, so if you look at the pasuk in 39, it says, "Ruata ki ani ani hu ve'en Elohim imadi." Look, right, I kill and I bring back to life. I hurt, I can damage, and I also heal, and no one can save you from me. And the Midrash Tanaim says, what do you learn? That the Chiddush is that God, he's the one who heals and he's the one who hurts. He's the one who can kill and he can bring back to life. That's the Chiddush, is that God, he's not just the doctor, he's not just the attacker, he's both, because these are expressions. The way we're treated in this world is an expression of schar v'onesh and our relationship with God, and therefore it makes perfect sense that it should be such. So again, I think you see that each of the sort of complex language issues in this bracha really do come back to these two ideas, and it just, if you look at the middle of the parish here of the Reben Yakar, you do see that he seems to think this is critical, because he writes, "Mipnei ma yesh." He quotes the Midrash in this context of "Mipnei ma yesh negan be'umot ve'ein negan be'Yisrael lefi shelo yimasu banu." L'cholmak, right? Meaning that there is this notion that they're negayim and not in us because you know, there's something here about the relationship with God that affects the way people get sick. The last shot I'll just give you is from Avram Ben Agra. On what does Ne'eman mean? He says, Rofe Ne'eman, Mikra, Masha Rofe Otana B'chol Yom. He says, no, what it really means when you say Ne'eman is that he does it constantly and consistently. Ki Emuna, Hu Hatmadat Hadavar, Kemosha Amar, Emet Ve'emuna, etc. Meaning he's Rofe Ne'eman, Shomer Motenu La'ad, etc. And he says, why is it Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael? So he gives a totally different direction, which is not, you know, not related to what we've said, but it's a twist. Is he says it's because our refuah comes b'schut avot, and therefore the schut that we're asking for refuah here really is uniquely Jewish. So I hope that gives you some thoughts on the bracha of refuah. Again, I do think that these connection of spirituality in different directions is one of those emergent things, and that's why there's a centrality of the Jewish people and a lot of these double languages and these over-spiritualized language in a bracha that should be universalistic and physical. And I think that it is pointing at these broader ideas of health being both a catalyst for us to be able to serve God and also the expression of a healthy relationship with God on the level of Scharva Onesh and the like. And we saw that some of the connections here to Mila, you know, that it's Mila, you know, the Mila being the eighth day and this being the eighth bracha, that seems to be sort of the connection there. And last week, what we talked about of being refuah being the thing where you have to remember Dafka that God is involved because there is so much human involvement, again, is another part of the theological picture that's being painted in this bracha. Okay, guys, so we'll end early for the night, get some sleep, and
thank you. Bye.
Okay, talk to you guys later.